May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another inspiring, motivating, empowering episode on the silsila Spiritual Cures. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Don't forget, when you are making dua, then make dua for yourself, for your family, your neighborhood and your community and the ummah as well. Because in some part of the world, the ummah is going through many different types of challenges, sicknesses, difficulties and calamities. So make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that He grants relief to the ummah. He grants shifa and cure to those who are sick and suffering from whatever type of ailment. Some have chronic problems, chronic diseases like cancer, different types of cancer. And make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, grants protection against the oppressors. Well, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we have patients out there that have sent through different questions, some very pertinent questions that may apply to you as well. So it's handy if you have a notebook or a diary, then you can quickly write down the important Madani pearls, the wada'if, the invocations and litanies, and use it as a reference book. In case you will be facing that difficulty in the future, then you can use that book and practice upon those wada'if. Or maybe you know somebody close to you, another Muslim that is going through these problems. You can share it with them. And we are taught, encourage one another towards goodness and don't encourage one another towards evils. Anyway, let's make some good intentions. As the beautiful narration says, the blessed hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Make the good intentions now. Then, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching this silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice, or at least I will try to share with others. I'm also here to seek knowledge of deen, inshallah ta'ala. There are so many wonderful blessings for reciting Salat ala Nabi, Durud Pak, salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, the last prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is one of those things that we must include in our daily routine. If a person wants to prepare for the grave and the hereafter, then we need to include these things in our daily routine. What are some of those things? That every day we must take out some time. We have to take out the time if we want to benefit here in the grave and the hereafter. Then dedicate some time for the recitation of the glorious Quran, for the recitation of salawat, durud pak, istighfar, making sincere tawbah, dhikrullah, being punctual with our salahs and performing them properly, that we abstain from sinning, we fulfill rights of others, we practice the sunnah, we don't hurt people's feelings, and above all, we obey Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. These things are very important for us. And it helps us to prepare properly There are so many wonderful blessings for reciting Salat ala Nabi. For example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself has said in a summary of a hadith, the one who recites salawat, durud pak, 1,000 times daily, will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Now let me ask you, who does not want that great fortune? That before you leave this world, ulama-i-kiram, the honorable scholars of Islam have stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show this favored person their place in Jannah through a dream before he leaves. And if you are shown your place in paradise, where are you going? To the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Jannah. But if you want these kinds of benefits and much more, then continuously recite an abundance of salawat in durood pak. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alright, so one of the things which are prevalent in our communities, our societies as well, is the problem of nazar-e-bad. I'm sure you may know what that means. Al-ayn, the effect of the evil eye. Many a times this happens because we are inviting the problems, because we are flashing our happiness and we are promoting and marketing our happiness outside. We are exposing our happiness to the world and we are posting on social media. And there's so many strangers that we have no clue who they are. They are looking, they are watching, they are listening. With what sight are they looking? If a newborn arrives in the home, there's joy, there's happiness, of course. But to take pictures and send it on social media where strangers and sometimes predators are observing, criminals are watching and looking, maybe the person is unable to have children. With what sight they are looking? We're not there to judge, but this is the reality. The new car that we bought, the new home that we moved into, the lovely meal I just made and I took nice pictures and I sent it out for anybody and everybody public to view. Allahu Akbar. Then my stomach is paining, I don't know why. Then the car has met into a crash, an accident, and I don't know why. Or I've been carjacked. Or somebody has broken into my home. Could be the effect of nazar-e-bad, the evil eye. We are not there to say, no, this person here is the one. That person is the one. Because of his bad sight, therefore I'm in this problem. We can't do that. Even the istikhara that we do is not going to tell you that so and so is responsible. Our istikhara of Dawat Islami will indicate and point towards what is the root cause of the problem. That is what you need to focus on. What is the root cause? If it is a spiritual problem, and what kind of a spiritual problem it is. And then you focus on the necessary amulets and ta'weedat and litanies and wada'if, things to be done, things to be recited, sometimes things to be written down. Now for the evil eye, there are certain things that are very effective. Take for example, somebody who is affected by the evil eye, there are some symptoms that, for example, they are always fatigued and they feel lazy and their body feels heavy. It starts pulling here by the shoulders and they just don't feel like doing anything. They've lost that enthusiasm to even get out of the bed. So get an istikhara checking done, no problem. Dawud Islami has that facility. Contact your a local branch of Ruhani Ilaj, spiritual cures, or via the app. The app is available. Go to App Store or Play Store and online istikhara and Ruhani Ilaj. You can request there and the necessary istikhara checking will be done. Try to read this. It's a beautiful verse of the glorious Quran, Suratul Qalam, 29th Juz, 29th Para. Suratul Qalam, Verse 51. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa in yakadu alladhina kafaru la yuzliqunaka bi absarihim بأبصارهم لما سمعوا الذكر ويقولون إنه لمجنون. Listen to the translation. And indeed, the disbelievers seem as if they would topple you with their evil gaze when they hear Quran and they say, indeed, he is not in right mind. Allahu Akbar. Surah Qalam, verse 51. Recite this once and to them, blow onto that person. Did you know that Sayyidina Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that recite this ayah, this verse, upon whoever is afflicted by the evil eye and then perform dham. Then blow towards them. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And another famous wazifa to be recited. Listen carefully. Allahumma adhhib anhu harraha wa bardaha wa wasabaha. This means that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, remove the cold, the heat, and the calamity of this evil eye from him. These two wazifas, these two litanies, you can find it in the beautiful book called Madani Panj Surah, also called Madani Treasure of Blessings, on page 214. This is one of those books that every Muslim household must have a copy, along with Kanzul Iman, of course, Miftahul Ihsan, with the Faizani Sunnat, and Laws of Salah, Madani Panj Surah, must be in every home library. It's packed with goodness and beneficial knowledge like you cannot believe. And you can download it for free from dawoodislami.net, along with so many other books and booklets. So in this book, Madani Panj Surah, page 214, you'll find these two wazaif. Now, this is for especially children, because children very quickly are affected by the evil eye. You take them out for an outing or visiting or something, you come back home and the child is sick. The child has a fever. In all probability, it could be the effect of Nazribad, the evil eye. So in particular for children, if you feel that the child has been affected by Nazribad, recite Suratul Kawthar. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. The whole surah. One time. Then blow towards the right cheek of the child. Towards the right cheek. Then recite it again. And blow towards the left cheek of the child. And then for a third time, recite Suratul Kawthar and do dham on the forehead. Inshallah ta'ala, the influence of that evil eye will disappear. But don't forget to recite Salat ala Nabi Durud Sharif three times before and after. And Ta'awudh A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem should be recited at least one time. And Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim must be recited each time before you recite Suratul Kawthar. So Ta'awudh, you are going to recite once. And Tasmiyah, you will recite each time, meaning three in total, with Durud Sharif, Salat ala Nabi, three times before and after. Subhanallah. Easy, simple. Let's try to practice upon that, inshallah, sawajal. Another wazifa for the person who is affected by Al-Ain, Nazribad, the evil eye. After reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim three times, recite the following dua seven times. Then blow into the person that is a victim of the evil eye. Inshallah ta'ala, that influence will disappear. What is to be recited? Bismillahi Allahumma adhhib harraha wa bardaha wa wasabaha. Very similar to the one that we just mentioned. But this, first you recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim three times, and then this dua that I recited seven times must be recited, and then do dham and blow onto the person. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. There are other wadaif as well to be recited. In fact, the person who habitually recites the following before eating anything will be protected from evil eyes or the effects of evil eyes. Inshallah ta'ala. So what should one read continuously and habitually before eating? Very easy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That's it. We all have to eat. And subhanallah, I think we all know the tasmiyah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So while you're waiting for the food, recite. With this intention also to be protected against the effects of the evil eye. Now here's something to write for those who are affected by Nazr-e Bad. The following should be written down 786 times on a clean piece of paper. Plastic coat it, wrap it up like an amulet, like a ta'weed, sew it in some cloth or leather. Tie this around the arm or the neck, wherever the person is, it's comfortable for them. Allah willing, the influence of evil eyes will weigh off. And in fact, if somebody has pain in their arms, in their legs, inshallah ta'ala, this amulet, this ta'weez will also be effective for that person. So 786 times on a clean piece of paper, write down, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. 786 times. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. I'm sure we all can practice upon this. So it's good to make a note of this. And try your best to remember, even if you remember one of them, one thing, you know, just practice on that. Share it with others as well. It will be beneficial. And have yaqeen, have trust. Because at the end of the day, everything is in the control of who? Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These wadaif are like medicines. We don't put our trust in that medication, in that tablet, in that capsule, in that injection. Because the shifa comes from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He places the shifa, the cure in that medicine, in that tablet or injection. He places it there. If he wants to remove it, nobody can stop him. Don't you hear of maybe two people have like the similar problem? And they are taking the same medication, but it's working for one and it's not working for the other. Subhanallah. Ultimately, is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that He places the shifa in the medication. And subhanallah Azza wa Jal, these ruhani ilaj, these spiritual cures and ta'weedat and wada'if and litanies and invocations are like those medicines. These are spiritual medications. But it's up to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if He wants it to be effective or not for the person. So put your trust in who? In Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And stop posting. Stop displaying your happiness to the whole world. Yes, to those who are close, your close-knit family members, those who are very close to you and beloved to you. That's a different story. But to, you know, all and sundry, to all strangers out there, that don't know you, you don't know them, they don't care about you, that could be looking, listening with evil intentions. So hide your happiness from the world. Share it amongst your close-knit family members and those who are close to you. Inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah. Okay, so a patient sent through this question, that what wada'if are there for removing a migraine? Migraines are quite painful. They are like headaches which are intensified. There are certain simple things that one can do. Certain simple things one can recite in order to bring down and to remove the headache or the migraine. Because this is to do with the head. It's not that the brain itself is paining, because the brain does not have pain receptors. It's the other layers that are there those things, they are the ones that actually experience the pains. Sometimes it's unbearable. Did you know that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when one of you applies oil, he should start with his eyebrows because it cures headache. Subhanallah. What a beautiful hadith. When we take oil, we should apply oil. It's sunnah as well to apply oil. And don't forget to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before applying. Otherwise, shaitan is joining in. And he receives the oil also. Allahu Akbar. So, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So, there's no interference of shaitan. And he doesn't get to share in that oil. And with the intention that it is a sunnah to apply oil, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Have your intention. Pour it, a little oil in your left palm with your shahada finger, dip it. And where are you going to start? Your eyebrows. As per the beautiful hadith, the one who does this, inshallah ta'ala, there is cure for that person for their headaches. So you have a headache next time, do this. But have full yaqeen and trust in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will see results, inshallah ta'ala. Now here is a remedy, a traditional home treatment, home remedy. However, you should consult, you must consult with your doctor. Always. And it's beneficial to stick to one doctor for you and your family. Because that doctor is going to have your medical records, your history. If you're going from one place to another place and you're changing doctors all the time, so find a good doctor and stick with that doctor. It will be more beneficial for you in the long run, especially for you and your family. So consult your doctor before performing this. What should one do? For headaches, for migraines, take 1 spoon of sugar and 2 black cardamom seeds. Put into your mouth. 1 spoon of sugar, 2 black cardamom seeds, put into your mouth and chew it. Chew it properly till it becomes like a pulp. By doing this, insha'Allah ta'ala, the severe headaches, migraines will be relieved within a few minutes, possibly 5 minutes. And by using it for some days, the headache will disappear. Those patients who have a problem with diabetes should use 12 green leaves of mint instead of sugar. Keep that in mind. In fact, this home remedy you can find in a booklet called Scorpion on a Frog, page 30. Obtain the book today. You can obtain the hard copy from Maktabatul Madina. This is our publications department and bookshop. Or download from dawudislami.net. Scorpion on a Frog, page 30. A home remedy for migraines and headaches. Allahu Akbar. If one is patient, I know it can be difficult at times, especially a person who is suffering from these throbbing pains, migraines. But if a person is patient, there is lots of benefit in store. What kind of benefit? In the booklet called Ailing Worshipper, page 12, His Eminence Amir al-Sunnat, Shaykh al-Tariqat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana, Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas al-Tar Qadri, Damat Barakatum al-Aliya, the founder of Dawud Islami, a Kamil Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, a great scholar of Islam who is followed by millions of Muslims around the globe. In this booklet, he mentions that the revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, one who suffers from a headache in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal and then remains patient on it, his previous sins will be forgiven. Allahu Akbar. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah, if you recite, a tree is planted in Jannah because of the headache and because of observing patience. Previous sins wiped out, forgiven through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanallah. Look what is in store for the believer. That the believer, it seems like they are going through problems and difficulties and things are against them. But a true believer is never at a loss. Even apparently, it may seem like the person is just in loss. But for a true believer, who's still reading their salahs, fulfilling their obligatory duties, doing their best to obey Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, doing their best to abstain from sins, fulfilling people's rights, doing what needs to be done. So what all those calamities and problems that they are surrounded with, there is some goodness for them in that. Like here, the person has a headache and keeps patience, observes patience. And so, as the beloved, per the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the previous sins will be forgiven. Inshallah ta'ala. Now, it has been narrated that Sayyidina Fath Mawsili, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he suffered from a headache and he happily said, Allah has bestowed upon me that thing which the prophets used to have. So now the gratitude for this is that I should offer 400 rakat of nafl salah. Imagine. If I have a migraine and headache, then like I'm finished, I can't do nothing, and don't talk to me, I just want to... Look at these pious people. Yes, I mean, we'll say that was his taqwa. His connection to Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu was so strong. His taqwa and piety was... You know, we can't reach that, those levels. But at least we can follow in their footsteps. At least we can observe patience. Instead of complaining, take your medication, read your wada'if, but don't complain to each and every person. This person is phoning, that person is visiting. Hey, I can't bear this pain. Oh, I can't bear this pain. The prophets, alayhimus salam, would also have headaches. Na? And look at this pious person, Sayyidina Shaykh Fath Mawsili, rahmatullah alayhi. For him, it was like, you know, all praise is due to Allah. He has given me something that the prophets had got headache. So I'm going to thank Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and perform 400 rakat of optional salah. Kya baat hai Madini ki. Our pious predecessors, really, they worked hard and they worked smart. They are role models. We have thousands of them. Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliyaullah, Salaf al-Saliheen, and above all, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. I'm going to share with you a few more wada'if, especially for that person who suffers from migraines. Because this is one of the common things that we regularly hear about people suffering from. Recite the following 11 times. And then blow onto the head of the person. So obviously, the one who has the migraine, he won't be able to do it. So somebody else will need to do it. 11 times. You can also recite it 3 times. Or 3 times, 7 times, 11 times. And then blow onto the head of the person. Inshallah ta'ala, before completing the 11 times, inshallah, the migraine will disappear. This is also for headaches, normal headaches. Normal headaches and migraines as well. So what must be recited 11 times? Ya salamu, ya salamu, ya salamu. That's it. Durud-e Pak once before and after. Don't forget, any wazifa, any invocation that you are reciting, one Durud Sharif must be recited at least before and after. Unless there is a stipulation that recite 3 times or 11 times or 12 times. If there is nothing, there's nothing written that so many times you must recite, then you're on your own. Recite once before and after. In every dua, at least one time Durood Sharif we must read. Didn't you hear about the saying of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam, Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, he mentioned that du'as remain suspended between the heavens and the earth, the sky and the earth. Nothing ascends until you recite Salat Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So read Durood Sharif, any Durood Sharif. Durood Ibrahim is there. You know, Durood Taj, read Durood Taj. Shortest ones are Sallallahu ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's two. So once before and after, and in every dua, at least one Durood Sharif must be there. That's the linking factor. The scholars actually give an example, beautiful example. You see the bird. The bird flies because of its feathers. And some of those feathers are necessary to help it fly. That if it has all, but it doesn't have those specific feathers, it won't be able to fly. So subhanAllah, it uses its wings and it has those feathers. So dua is like the wings of the bird. And Durood Sharif is like that, those special feathers that enable the bird to fly. So if you don't have those feathers, you don't have the Durood Sharif, the dua is not going to fly up, it's not going to be accepted in the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful analogy of explaining it to us. Okay, for migraines, this also can be recited. This must be done, recited after Salatul Asr. Recite 65 times and then blow onto the person's head who has a migraine. Inshallah ta'ala, it will go away. 65 times, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. 65 times, Durood-e Pak once before and after. This must be done after Salatul Asr, and then do dam onto the head of the person that is experiencing the migraine. And don't forget to visit any branch of spiritual cures close to you, because there is a special ta'weed, a special amulet that needs to actually be tied around the head. So you're going to put a string on it, tie it around the head, and the ta'weed must be on that spot where the pain is most severe. And anybody in the home can use it for migraines, for headaches, and it's quite effective. If you don't have any spiritual cures department close to you, then again, just on our website, dawoodislami.net, or download the app. The app is a free download. From there, you can request for the ta'weed, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Another patient has sent another question. In fact, there are several questions. But due to time, we will take one more question, inshallah ta'ala. We've covered migraines, nazr-e-bad, some very simple, easy wadaif that we can all practice upon. I hope you made some notes. Then you can always refer to it at a later stage, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. For personal protection, the person that is leaving the house, before they leave the house, for wherever, school, university, college, work, grocery shopping, holiday, before you leave your home, then recite 29 times, Ya Muhaiminu, Ya Muhaiminu, Ya Muhaiminu. 29 times. Durood Sharif once before and after. And blow on yourself, blow on your family members, your children, or if you have grandchildren, for your personal protection. And if you have belongings, valuables, then recite Ya Jalilu 10 times. Ya Jalilu, Ya Jalilu, Ya Jalilu 10 times. Durud Sharif once before and after, and blow on your belonging, your wallet, your car, your money, your phone, laptop, tablet, for protection of those items. Subhanallah. So there was a patient that sent through a message, a question, and the individual says that there is an indifferent colleague at work, and they keep putting obstacles in my path. Kindly advise. Allahu Akbar. Yes, so this is like bullying and narcissism, which, you know, these kind of things are on the rise, not just in schools, in universities as well, even in the workplace. Outside there in the world, you'll find these narcissists, these people who have this superiority complex, this arrogance and pride, and they are like controlling, my way or the highway, that's it. Not ready to listen to reason. So bullying is happening in the workplaces as well. You see, what you need to do is you need to pay attention to how you react. Because the person, maybe they want to get a reaction from you. So be careful. And pay attention to how you are reacting to that person, what you are saying, what you are doing. They could even be recording you. And use that as evidence. If they are there to put obstacles, stay calm. Try to get into their shoes. Maybe because it's misunderstandings, they're behaving like that. Maybe somebody came to them and told them something negative about you that's not true. That, no, this person, they're trying to take your job, your position. Now, the person who is wise is not just going to take one side of the story, and they're going to come to verify and confirm, is this what you want to do? So walk around in their shoes. See it from their angle, their aspect. If there's no genuine reason, why are they doing it? And if you try to build those bridges by using wisdom in approaching them whilst maintaining your boundaries, and if everything fails, then you eject. Then you don't, every time you're trying to talk to the person and bring up this to resolve it, the person becomes more angry, more upset, maybe starts yelling at you. Maybe he wants to get physical with you. Then you step back, and then you report it to higher authority, to HR, human resources, to your manager, your superior, to get involved. But I'm going to share something, two lovely wazifas, simple wazifas. One is, if there's somebody who is oppressive, who is cruel, like this person who's deliberately, for no real reason, placing obstacles in your path, then recite 41 times, Ya Azizu, Ya Azizu, Ya Azizu. 41 times. Durud Sharif once before and after, and blow towards their direction without them noticing it. And one more very easy, very simple wazifa for this type of a problem. Recite the following 50 times with Salat ala Nabi Durud Pak once before and after, in front of that individual, the one who is being cruel to you, unkind. In front of them, recite 50 times, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So you need to find the opportune moment and time. Maybe they are close to you, right? Maybe they're busy with another colleague. Then you can grab that moment. Recite, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, 50 times. With Durud Sharif once before and after, inshallah ta'ala, fear of the reciter will develop in the heart of that cruel person. And the reciter will remain protected against their evil, against their cruelty. So practice upon that. Share it with others also, inshallah, azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, by attaching ourselves to this fragrant Madani movement, Dawat-e-Islami, we get to learn so many things. besides wadaif and litanies and awrad, so many other things like obligatory knowledge, sunan and adab, Islamic social etiquettes. We get constant reminders, motivational boosts, empowerment through authentic knowledge. At every turn, there's something to learn. So get involved. You have absolutely nothing to lose and too much to gain. The only regret you're going to have is, why didn't I get involved sooner with any of the Madani activities of Dawud Islami or any of the departments of Dawud Islami? The courses, the classes, the weekly programs, the daily pious deeds, nek amal, the monthly Madani qafilas for Islamic brothers. So much of wonderful tools are available at our disposal to develop ourselves constantly, continuously. Because shaitan, the evil, the cursed, the humiliated shaitan, the devil, he is constantly trying. He is constantly plotting and planning. How do I, which button must I press? How can I try to influence this person through wasawis, evil whisperings? So these kind of reminders are given to us regularly. Hey, be careful. Shaitan is around. He's going to try to mess you up. He's going to try to destroy your good deeds by through his evil whisperings. Ultimately, he wants to destroy your iman. And so we must be careful of this. We must do our best to protect iman. The most important thing for a believer is faith. And I'm going to leave you with one wazifa. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala, the great mujaddid and reviver of the deen, the destroyer of bid'ah, the scholar of sharia. He mentioned, somebody asked him, what can be recited for death upon iman? So he mentioned, after your normal du'as, Ayatul Kursi, Suratul Fatiha, all of those things, the very last thing you must recite is Suratul Kafirun. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. The whole surah one time. But once you recite it, you must sleep away. Don't talk to anybody. Don't check your messages. If there is a need to talk to somebody, then recite it again and then sleep. It must be the absolute last thing that you do. He mentions that the person who is habitual with this, inshallah ta'ala, will pass away with iman. Subhanallah. Allah Azawajal grant us, for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, a good shaheed maut with iman in the beautiful city of Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us entry without accountability into Jannatul Firdaus in the closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.